Welcome to this podcast. I'm Chuckaroo.
It's your boy, He-Mains.
Are you ready for 4K?
Here, if you're watching, you're listening, however you're getting this, thank you. Thank you for watching, listening, all that good stuff. Like, subscribe, follow, share, iTunes, Spotify, TikTok, Google Play, podcast, if that's still a thing. I always say that. I don't think it's a thing. But it was. We were there. We were. And you were too. So thank you.
Possibly.
Thank you. Possibly. Really. Possibly they were there.
Both. Yeah. Not really. We got like no numbers on that, John. That was one I could log check. Fucking Spotify. Yeah. iTunes. We can't see that yet. But Google's like, oh, here you go. I'm like, cool. Where is everybody?
Gave you all the details here. Yeah.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. There were no details. Regardless, no matter, whatever. We'll get into today, gentlemen. What are we talking about today? What is the topic of the hour?
Our return. Well, my return and y'all visit to Paragon, aka
predecessor. Not new / not new game. So game preview on Xbox. Does PlayStation even have like a preview thing, or is it just like it's just saying it's out on PlayStation?
Please open beta.
Yeah, it's open beta on PlayStation.
Okay, gotcha. Paragon, the newest MOBA sensation / not newest, because once again, it was a game that was already out before called Paragon. I think I just said that twice.
Yeah, you definitely did say it twice. You meant predecessor, known as Paragon. But that's what you meant.
I just realized something. One of y'all motherfuckers was supposed to do the intro this time. I forgot.
Yeah, technically speaking.
Somebody said that last week.
Yeah, technically speaking, I was supposed to, but it's okay. It's okay. You already always head strong forward. But yeah, we're talking about we're talking about predecessor. So how y'all like it thus far? Or do you want me to go back to what it was before this?
I think we can get into that a little bit later, just so you can give us some comparison if possible. Gotcha. But so far, I'm so good in my opinion. I feel like sometimes, like at first I felt like it was a little stiff, but maybe that's because I wasn't used to it. Now that we're more used to it, it's, I guess, like slow pace, but like I feel like the pacing is like good. It's hard to describe, but I like it.
Same. I really like it.
Yeah, I very much so enjoy it. I enjoyed it back then, and I enjoy it now as well, but there are a few things that I do miss, but we'll, like I said before, we'll discuss that later. Also got to keep in mind, this is a preview. So it's not as defined. Well, it's not as refined as Paragon was, and I guess because they're just getting up and coming, there's not a lot of definition in certain areas and whatnot. But we'll get into the likes and dislikes.
Okay. I guess question for you then. So is this? I mean, granted, they're using the same assets and stuff like that, but is this No.
If you look at Paragon versus now. It looks clean, but Paragon before, like I like the old map, the original map. The turrets are cool and whatnot. Before there were like these like energy orbs that were pretty much your towers or whatnot. The map was way more defined than this one is or whatnot. It has a good feel to it, but the original Paragon was more. It felt more realistic than this. Even though the graphics weren't as clean as this is now, I'm not quite sure what I'm looking for. I'll send you guys an example, but give me 1 second. Some previous gameplay here. Here we go.
Well, I guess while doing that, what position, I guess, does everybody prefer to play?
Karen.
That really shouldn't surprise anybody.
Personally, I prefer, I personally prefer top lane. I mean, I keep saying top lane, off lane, but I'm starting to enjoy the jungle more.
I don't think I have a favorite lane yet. I guess if it's either jungle or mid lane. I haven't played support yet, but that could be it too, depending on the variety of the supports. No?
Trey not feeling support.
Support fucking
I ain't gonna lie, I do like support, but only like support when I'm playing with like one of y'all. Like when I'm playing with Trey, me and Trey do well. Or when I'm playing with my boy Mike. When I'm playing with randoms, it's kind of hard to
get in
sync with them. I'm saying.
Mike? I'd say
If you know, you know.
You know.
If you know, you know. See my eyes start twitching.
Oh, man. I'm gonna believe that.
My bad. But
yeah, it was your bad. It was.
What?
Nah, support fucking sucks. You know. Fuck that shit.
No, I don't know, man.
I guess, well, Trey, I guess a question for you then would be, because you played support in Overwatch, but like I think Overwatch is a good example of support. I guess a support class done well and with a lot of variety to it.
Yeah.
How do you see the differences?
You can't really do that because it's completely different. Because in Overwatch, when you're playing support, you got the whole team with you at all times. This is like, I feel like support in like MOBAs is personal with you and your ADC. You can't compare your support with like Overwatch when you guys are pretty much always together and shit. But sometimes you do have a support that'll solely stay on one player. But when you're playing support on Overwatch, I feel like it can be sometimes more overwhelming because now you got to watch everybody at once. You're not leaving your lane as support until sometimes later on in the game in MOBAs. You're not leaving
I don't think that's the case, though. To me, support in Overwatch is done well because as a support in Overwatch, you can still carry the fucking game. There's times as a support I've picked the game on my back. I have 40 hours in this game so far, and I've never seen a support pit the game on their back.
I think,
granted, I'm not saying they don't help, but I don't see them making the difference.
That's a lie. We played against a Steel support who was beating our fucking ass.
Yeah, but Steel is also support. A fucking offlaner.
He was support.
But he's also a fucking offlaner.
He's also support. Basically a bully.
He's a support who can play in offlane. His main class is support, not offlane. Support.
He's in both.
Is it? I was going to say, no. I don't know.
His first class is in
How do you know that?
Where does it say? I was going to say, they don't really show that.
Yes, it does. It says, of one, it shows up in the bundle itself, and two, that's what he was in Paragon.
This is the predecessor.
This is, as you said, fucking don't you, okay. As you said, it's a different game.
But at the same time, he's in the support bundle. He's in the support bundle.
He's in an offlane bundle, too. He has an offlane bundle, too. He is. That's but look, let me, I guess, let me give my little tidbit.
He's in both.
Get your tidbit, though.
Yeah. What I was going to say was, like, granted, I haven't played support yet in this, but from what I've noticed, and I think the one big difference, like I said, you should have mentioned Humanes when it came to support versus the two support types are usually support you choose very much determines how you are going to perform with that team versus what you're laughing at.
Just rock it. It's going to be too hard. Just go.
We out.
I'm going to try to put my thoughts together. I just look up. I see him like just dying. I'm like, what did I just do? Just go. I'll see it back. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Whatever. Like, if you are Mercy in Overwatch, then you're very much a support that's going to be like I guess like y'all were referencing, just targeting one specific person, or ideally one specific person, because that person is going to make or break the team fight, more or less. Where I feel like you said, Trey, Overwatch supports are a lot more impactful in how they perform and what they do. I think, granted, I haven't played it yet, but from what I've seen, predecessor supports, they can have small impacts that can turn the tide. Like that one girl with that beam, for example. But
Shit. My apologies, I was wrong. He's no longer in the support bundle. You're absolutely right. You're talking about Feast.
Yeah. That's just according to that's her doing damage, but like I'm just like they can do little things that can turn the tide. Like it's just it's just smaller increments, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. That's how I would explain it. But that's why if you notice, like I think the more and more people are getting familiar with the game, they're not even choosing the fucking support class for the support role. Half of the time, my support is a fucking mid laner. Because it's just like...
Or is it... And also, we've been running into like... We've been running into like double
carries. Yeah. But it's just like, to me, they need to buff the supports. Like... I think the phase, her beam needs to be strong, not stronger, but like it needs to last longer.
I was gonna say, bro, that range is ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, the range is crazy, but the slow or the stun is not for long though. The stun is for what, maybe a second?
The roots are 3 seconds. Her blind is her blind is fucking dangerous though. It's a small area, like you got to be up close. Her to blind get it is off,
really good,
but her blind will have you run into a wall.
I don't know. I think they need to buff them to make people actually want to pick the supports in the support role.
Yeah, but Narbash is pretty is good, but he lacks in damage. He extremely lacks in damage. Who else isn't mainly a support?
Isn't he like the only support with like an AoE heal?
Yeah. I think he's the only support with a heal, period.
No, FaZe has a heal, but it's only 35% health over time, and you gotta build her AP for it to be a bigger heal.
Which you probably would build her AP just because the beam and then that.
Most of the time people build straight support items. They don't even build AP, health regen, mana regen, stuff like that, and cooldown.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But I was gonna say when y'all were talking about like the double ADs, the double carry, basically kill lanes, because that's what we call them in League of Legends. That was just like, because like people did not want to play support role because it either didn't either feel impactful enough or they just didn't care for it, and because of that, it was just the one part of the matchmaking that always took the longest to find that one random support. Like if you play with four people on League, if you queued up with four people, one of y'all just had to be, or at least before, one of y'all basically had to be queued up as support. Otherwise you were just not match.
But see, that's the thing right here. Now, right as of right now, you don't have to worry about having a problem queuing up because you'll queue up like this because you don't call your lanes until you're in game.
That's another can of worms, right there.
That's what I was going to bring up as well. Also, the hub is completely changed. I'm sorry, I'm jumping back into the old game. I said I was going to wait on that one. Another thing is, and like carries. I'm seeing carries in every lane and shit. I was in off lane, and then I had a Kira in off lane with me and whatnot, just trying to pick. She was fucking me up, but by the time I hit level 3, I think that's the main problem with offlaners. They don't scale well in offlane. Like ADCs don't scale well in offlane because I was playing Crunch early. If she had got the kill on me, she might have been in the lead, but she didn't. Once I hit 3 and I had my full combo, after that I was just trashing her. It was like pretty much nothing she can do from that distance.
Yeah, I mean, but that's kind of like the balance with these type of games, like these MOBA style games. Just like with Overwatch, if you play the, I forget what that Q is, but where you can basically just choose whatever class or character you want. Just like an open queue, if you all queue up and everybody just basically just damage, you got a Genji, you got a soldier. You got everybody just trying to do damage. Yeah. It's like, and yeah, and then like everyone, then the enemy team, either they're more balanced or they go like three tanks. Like y'all are gonna have a problem. Unless y'all are just them dudes, y'all are gonna have a problem. Mm-hmm. So like, it's definitely like a, what's it called, like a rock, paper, scissors in a way.
But see, that's the only good thing about Overwatch. You ain't got to worry about levels. You ain't got to worry about weapons and all that. I mean, I'm talking about like getting physical items to boost. Just, yeah.
Skill versus skill, yeah.
Because if that was the case, whoo, you let a Genji get ahead of you. Whoo. Talking about being in for a bad time.
It would be a very different game if it had MOBA like stuff to it. It would matches would either be longer or
severely.
They would probably just be longer. I think so. Especially before you could have two tanks, two supports. When there was six players instead of five. those fights were really hard to break. But I guess before we get too much ahead of ourselves, I think we should maybe talk about because let's just assume a lot of people have heard of this, may hear this, or might click on this, haven't played a MOBA game or played a game similar to this. Like, what do you think would be a good, way to introduce someone to this type of game? Or basically, yeah, how would you introduce someone to this type of game? Or how would you sell this game to somebody? That's, you know? Like, in my angle with it was, like, if you like a game like Overwatch, which is very, like, class-specific. It's a very class-specific game, but you want something that's maybe a little bit slower, then I think this would be the type of game for someone like that.
Yeah.
Of course, very different, but yeah.
A little slower, a little bit more strategic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Trey, how would you sell this to the Apex homie? How would you get him to play?
I don't even know.
You can't get him to play anything, period. God. Even when you can play a game, he just ain't playing it.
Yeah, that was the wrong question to ask.
Seriously.
That's an impossible answer.
Yo, that man,
that's where I tried to come with it. I'm like,
Yeah, well, that's the same situation with the fish. Like, we can barely get the motherfucker to play anything.
The fish.
Yeah, the fish.
Okay. I'm not sure.
The fish, think about it. What are names of certain fish? You got goldfish.
I thought you were going with like some racial shit with it.
So, you got goldfish.
I understand you what you're saying.
Yeah,
I get it. You can stop yelling. I get it.
Honestly, I would take yours. Yeah. Overwatch. Mm-hmm. If you have any interest in Overwatch. Granted, I don't think that's the best just because it's so different.
Yeah,
they're
different. That's one thing I was going to bring up too earlier, because remember I told you, Chuck, when I first seen it, it was, they said it was like Smite meets Apex. And remember I told you I didn't really get the reference or whatnot, but I mean, Smite, yeah, but the whole Apex thing, I don't really feel it. Maybe because I didn't play Apex enough.
I think it's just pure camera view.
Yeah.
Or camera angle.
Camera angle, characters actually have guns, where in Smite, I don't think anyone actually has a gun specifically.
That too. No. That too,
like, yeah. It actually feels like a shooter. Like, it actually feels like you're shooting instead.
Yeah.
In the camera, like, that maybe camera is like very
alternate mode in fucking Rogue Company or something.
Right.
Like, especially when I'm playing Twin Blast, it low key looks like I'm playing fucking Rogue Company.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so by now you guys should have seen the video I sent you. You see how more defined it looked back then?
No, honestly, I did not play it just because my connection is not great right now. Yeah, I mean, like,
okay,
but yeah. I've seen images of the two, and yeah, I kind of get it. I kind of see it somewhat from you.
Like, a lot of Steel's abilities looks like so much better back then. But like I said before, as I said, it's not the same game technically. And also we're in preview right now. So it's probably, it can and probably will get way more better. It'll bring a whole lot more things back. I'm pretty sure of it. Whatnot. Like I said before, like this map is cool, but I miss the old map. The old map was, it was more of a deep dive. I put it that way.
I don't mind the map. I like it.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but like I said before, you know, just nostalgia feeling, I guess. I don't know.
I guess, as you said, since the assets aren't the same, and I wanted to look up the story of what happened to me. Really didn't. Do you know the story offhand, off chance?
I'm not 100% sure either. The few things I heard was like legal issues as far as the name went. And also their backers had, I heard, had like dropped them as well. I'm not 100% sure, but those are the things I heard. Yeah.
It looked like they just I guess struggled to keep a player base, and Epic Games just shut it down. At least that's from just the just top thing on Google. Which I guess depending on, like I said, like this definitely, we've said this off pod, but this definitely needs like a ranked mode.
Oh, it's like coming. It's coming. Yeah, they released pictures of, I guess, like the rank HUD. Six different rank. Was it bronze, yeah, silver, gold, plat, diamond, paragon?
Okay, I like those.
They said, I think I seen it was two different quotes. One was March 6th. They said spring 2024. But then I seen another one that was later in March, and then they said summer 2024. So I guess this year. No, it didn't say summer. It said within a couple months after open beta. But
okay,
a couple months after open beta just started. A couple months after open beta, motherfucker, that summer.
Right.
So soon, I guess. Sometime soon.
Hopefully. Hopefully so.
Hopefully they bring all the characters back. I'm also looking forward to that.
I mean,
how many?
They are. Well, I don't know. They're bringing characters back. So I see 1, 2. They already released Grimm, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 characters are coming. Confirmed 6 characters. I don't know how many was in Paragon though.
There was a
Paris, Yin, Boris, Wukong. Wait, Wukong is there, isn't he?
No.
It's a Wukong in League of Legends.
No, but Wukong is not there yet.
Okay. Well, he's coming. Grimm is also there, but he just got released.
Fucking Terra. All right. So the main ones I want back, honestly. Terra, Adele, and Mako. I always say the fucking mouse, Mako.
Only one confirmed is Terra.
Oh, so they are bringing Terra back.
Yeah. It's the ones confirmed is Yin, Aurora.
They bring it back Aurora. Okay, Ice Cream, got you.
Grimm, which already released, Wukong, Boris, Zinx. And Terra.
All right. So, and that's another thing. Once again, I'm not knocking them. I understand the game is just starting back. But if I send you, hold on, let me see if I can find them. That, like, some of the characters, they just gave up on, I feel like, on their design. Like, Faye from before versus Faye now, terrible. Terrible. Her character design looks terrible. Like, it looks extremely lazy. Gadget, same thing. They just like gave up on Gadget's human aspect. I don't know. Like, I gotta read up some lore. Maybe she decided just to completely give up. But matter of fact, hold on, give me a second. Here we go. All right, I'm gonna drop this for y'all too. Now look at the original character designs versus now. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Mainly look at the Faye. mainly look at the Fae, you're going to just be like, what the hell happened? Like I said before, we're in pre-release stage, pre-game, preview stage, so it can all go back. It can all go back. But it's just like...
I think the big thing is that because Epic basically dropped it, and they are basically... Say it again? No, they were, I guess, originally with Epic, at least under Epic Games.
Okay.
I don't know for certain. I'm just, that's what I just saw on Google. But when Epic dropped, I mean, basically they closed the server. That's when they split off and decided to, like, start working on Paragon and predecessor. And it's just, yeah, I guess they, like you said, they couldn't exactly keep the assets that they made under Epic. So, God. Why did the video? Okay, with the website you had just start playing sound effects and shit. Like,
oh my bad, it didn't do that for me.
I guess you've been on there before, because that was just like, I don't know, no matter. Dang, little train of thought. They're basically building it back. At least they're building it back up with their own assets and stuff like that. So you know they can't. Or at least they wouldn't want to get in trouble with Epic. It was like Epic was like, hey, like, what's a good example? Was it, remember, like, when Darker and Darker, well, basically when Darker and Darker was made, and whoever was publishing Darker and Darker, but they basically was like, yo, those are stolen assets from a game that we were trying to make, yada yada yada, you know, like, I'm pretty sure they would want to avoid something like that. So they can't make the characters exactly one-to-one, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, considering not just having them with Dark and Darker.
I mean, the characters are one-to-one, regardless of that being. It's just that, like I said before, like... Yeah, I mean, have y'all looked at the pictures yet? So, to see what I'm talking
about? I saw the old Fae. I see what you're talking about, but that's what I'm saying. It's, they're both the Fae. They're both.
They may have had to change like her look, so that it's same way with fucking Power World. Like, yeah, it's a copy, but hey, he ain't got no tail, so it's not a Zack copy.
Right. Can't just say every electrical mouse is Pikachu. You can't. I mean, so
you know, yeah, slapped some ugly ass ears on her and called it a day.
They did a lot more than that, but I got you. Yeah,
just had to do just enough to make it
different. But outside of that, everybody else, like I said before, is pretty much one to one, minus like definition. Like Countess is another one. The only one I can say is one to one for real. Twin Blast didn't change at all. Twin Blast, Chimera, and what's his name? Iggy and Scorch and Crunch. They look almost identical. Grim kind of dropped in graphics, and so did what's his name? Victor, whatever his name is.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's do this then. Since we're nitpicking stuff, pull this stuff apart. what would y'all want to see changed? I guess one. What improvements would y'all want to see? Well, what's the game?
I want the original hub back. That hub right now is, hey, you can play custom games, or you can just sit here and just hit play game. Like, you can't really fix up your items or whatnot. You can't have, you know, hey, all right, these are the items that I want, the list that I want to come out, instead of spending like 20 minutes. Oh, wait a minute, where's Fire Blossom at? No, it's not here anymore. All right, it's under offlane, maybe support. Like, trying to remember this new list is another thing. This just hurts my head, but that's just me getting used to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What about you?
I guess it's not, I want it to change, but I don't want them to. I guess I'm guessing they're probably going to go seasons like every other fucking game. Right. I don't want a new character every season. Okay. I don't know. I don't like that. I feel like that makes a game stale fast. I feel like that also hurts the new player base. Half the reasons I never got into Smite is I load up as a brand new player and I see 60 fucking characters. I don't even know who the fuck to start with. Here I loaded up and I seen, you know, 20 and it was like, oh. And I've tried almost all fucking characters. Because it just, it doesn't seem overwhelming. And they all kind of feel a little different. To where, you know, once you start releasing a character every season, you know, if it's still around 4 years from now, now you got characters that's basically just fucking copies of each other.
All right, so now how often you want characters released then?
I would say maybe one or two characters a year. Probably every 6 months.
I could see two characters. I mean, I could see two characters a year. I think
I would say one character a year is a little tight.
No, one is definitely maybe a little too slow, but I think two
now is slow, but a year from now or 2 years from now, if they have, you know, 30 already, then I could see them dropping down to one. And then maybe even going back and like reworking characters that are just fucking ass.
Starting to fall off, yeah.
Yeah. Character kits get old compared to new character kits.
But before they do all that, like, I want them to at least bring the original character list back. At least.
I was going to mention that in reference to that, you'll probably see, because for two reasons, you'll probably see characters come out consistently because one, they already have more or less the blueprint of those original characters.
Yeah.
And two, they're going to want to push, like, you know, marketing for those characters as much as they can to keep, you know, Paragon on front pages and people's ears and have people check it out. So, like, that's what, like for example, Star Rail does, like, all the time. Every time they're, like, as their a character is coming out, they have what they call drip marketing, which is, like, literally just, like, a post that they make, like, no video, no nothing. Makes, like, a post of the character, a little description, and that hypes everybody up. Then they drop, like, three trailers for the character, and then the character drops.
They'll drop the little cinema scenes.
So, like, yeah, they're going to want to keep people's attention on it. And I think, what I think would be good for them to do in that sense would to, I mean, yeah, release like the original characters, but sprinkle in new characters into those original characters.
Yeah.
For people who, you know, are you, John, who've already been through this original roster, then they see something new that they haven't seen before.
Keeps it fresh for them also.
Yeah. It's very fresh. Now for me, the change that I want to see is specifically just UI. Which, I mean, granted, like, this is still very early for the game. So, like, the main menu is going to be, it being so bare bones is fine for now. But like you said, Sean, when, like, you're in game and you don't really exactly know what items to build. And then, granted, they have the recommended item, but the recommended item isn't always the best item for the situation that, you know. Like, you might need to build, like, they're, like, if you go on a website, see, like, what people who, like, who really do this, see how they build a character, you're like, oh, this is very different. Or if you're in a mirror match, you see somebody built completely different from you, even though you built the recommended, you're like, oh, clearly I'm building this character wrong, even though this
is the recommended. Yeah, you definitely feel the difference, yeah.
Right. So, I think UI is, I guess, for me, that'd be one thing that would make or break it for in the long run.
Yeah. No, I can do that.
Other than that, I don't have any other complaints. Still early. Still new. And Trey, yeah, like you were talking about, like, you know, with it being having a smaller character base, it's good now for, like, you as a new player. But meanwhile, if you could, like, turn on League of Legends, it's like damn near 80 characters.
Yeah, 700 characters. And like, yeah, as a new player, it's too much. It turns me off.
And that's another thing I'm looking forward to as well. Like draft, and also like what do you call it when, I forgot what it's called, when it could only be like one Glux, or it could only be one Crunch. Like if I pick Crunch, they can't pick Crunch.
They can't pick them. Yeah
I forgot what it's called. That's
basically draft. That's draft.
All right. Well, yeah. When I mean draft, I mean like, all right, here we can ban these characters. What? Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's draft.
Yeah, that's draft. That's literally like draft.
There's a banning phase and a picking phase, and
you're saying they can't.
They go off the board.
If you're referring about, yeah, I was going to say, if you're referring to mirror matches, I can't think of a MOBA game where that is the case. But
would they allow or they don't allow?
Don't allow mirror matches.
Yeah.
Well, in the competitive scene, they're already not allowing mirror matches.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
Like I've watched a couple tournaments so far. I watched a couple games of a tournament. And they don't allow mirror matches.
Okay, I like that. I do like that for that level of play. But for right now, with the roster being as small as it is, I think they would need to at least like double it before that would be, at least for, I would be okay with that. I guess in just common like matchmaking or common draft. You know.
I wouldn't mind doing that in, I guess, ranked. Ranked, yeah. I wouldn't mind that ranked because that's really going to make or break motherfuckers who are one trick and shit, whether your character either gets picked or your character gets banned. In casual play, no, let mirror matches fly.
Yeah.
I don't even care if there's 80 characters, just let them fly.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
Shoot, I think League of Legends like passed it. They should be like in the hundreds now, ain't they?
I don't think it's that high. But the thing about League is like, a lot of you. You might not remember the year you started playing League of Legends, but you remember who came out when you started.
Yep. Aatrox.
Me, Renekton.
Nobody, because that game fucking sucks.
It don't last as long as it did if it sucked, man. It was not. Damn.
There's a lot of nerds out here.
It was like 107? What is it?
Try 150.
It's 150? What the fuck?
150. Yeah. What the hell did that have?
I'm off. I thought it was like at 107. I didn't even know it was 150. Shit.
I don't ever want them to get there. Because how do you deal with that? One... How do you start by picking your character?
You're gonna start by getting the free 5 characters you get, and then you get the other 5 rotations.
Fuck League.
How do you play
against that? Because every match you're gonna see someone new.
Hear me out.
Cut that shit off.
League did have that problem at one point. They did fix the new player experience though, where if you as a new player made an account. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're not queuing up with your friends who've already been through it all, and they basically pull you out of like new player queue. If you're a new player queue, you're going to see other new players with like a limited roster of characters and maybe the weekly rotation of characters. But like the game will the tutorial of the game got really, well, at least when I was playing, the tutorial got
it's really
good. In regards to learning a specific character and then a specific type of character. Like Wild Rift, whenever that drops on console, that'll show you exactly, I guess, whatever. Because I did Wild Rift on my phone. You kind of had to do the tutorial.
That still don't help you.
About it.
That helps you for the first, day of the game. And as soon as you get put out of them bot matches into matches with the real motherfuckers, for 150 matches, you're going to see a new goddamn character that you don't know how to play again. And then as soon as you remember him because he whooped your ass, you're going to see another motherfucker who you don't know is going to whoop your ass, that's going to replace that memory. And then it's going to happen again and again and again and again.
True.
How do you deal with that? Not in the first day. It's like account. Your account level determines when you start moving, graduating out of.
Eventually, it's going to hit you, and it's going to hit you like a fucking bus.
But I'm saying, all these people are new players, and they start buying. They start buying different characters and whatnot. And like think about Smite. Smite has it. I think like Smite is actually worse in a way because, granted, I don't know what the new player experience exactly in Smite, but if you as a new player, you played with us, so like you didn't really get the new player experience.
I did. Right. That's why I only played one character because it was so much.
Right. That's what I was going to reference. Smite today and then just buy all the characters because it was, I'm not sure if it's still affordable, but it was affordable.
No. So with Smite 2, they're bringing back that bundle deal again. So you can pretty much get all the gods and the next current ones for like, so.
Right. But I'm saying as a new player.
It was overwhelming. As a new player, I bought that bundle like an idiot and I was just confused. I had to try every motherfucking thing. And I was getting my ass beat with every motherfucking thing except for Terra.
Right. And then when I turned it, when I got it on, and I'm like, okay. And it's just like, page 20 characters this page, 20 characters this page, 16 characters on this page, 32 characters on this page. Like, God damn.
You could, it was overwhelming. You could clearly see they showed support. No love. Like there was only like 16 characters on that page. Everything else got like 32 and 30.
That was the main reason why I never really liked Smite, because it was just, I don't remember, I can let alone as a new player remember my ability. Now you want me to remember a whole fucking 50 other characters' abilities? Nah, it's too much.
But when you get it, you're going to be just like, I don't know if you noticed, but
how long is that going to take? Playing, how many ass whoopings I got to take to get it? Thousands. Exactly.
Exactly. We're playing Paragon, and I'm like, all right. I just literally got Grimm, and I'm in lane. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm like, oh, okay, he plays. And I just combined two characters from League, and I'm like, okay, I understand him. I'm like, oh, Argus, what's he do? Then I think Sean, you said, he's Xerath. I was like, oh, bam, okay.
That's the thing. Even as somebody as a new player who doesn't know characters in, the other two games, it's still pretty easy to get because there's only so many. And you play a day and you've kind of seen a little bit of everyone. Maybe not, exactly everyone, but you've seen probably 75% of the characters already.
Yeah,
so you kind of you pick it up a lot faster.
Just about the majority of the offlaners feel very similar, like very very similar. Granted, Grux is his own thing. We all know this. But there's offlaners and there's Grux.
No, you can't forget about Crunch, man. Like Crunch is just
honestly, I don't think I've ever seen a Crunch other than you.
Really?
I've seen a couple.
Okay.
Yo, but Crunch can shut Grux down.
I don't feel like they're similar, though.
They're not, but no, they're
about offlaners in general.
No, I'm not saying all of them. Yeah. I'm just saying, you're saying in general, you don't feel, okay.
Captain, catch these hands.
I mean, maybe like Crunch and Steel, I can kind of see. But other than those two,
not even Crunch and Steel, because Crunch has no barriers, no help a homie out, no nothing. Steel does. Yeah, like believe it or not, that wall barrier comes in handy 99.9% of the time. Believe it or not, that shit come in clutch. And there is no supporting with Crunch. Like if Crunch comes in, if you're in a lane with Crunch, Crunch is just gonna dive in and knock somebody up. The only support he has
that is supporting.
I was gonna say that's it.
Crowd control is support.
But he only has one, where it still has multiple, and he has a defense for you.
All good. I can't think of anything else. At least anything else I want to bring up right now. game.
Me either. Overall, so, how you like it? What's your rating for it?
Impressions, my... I guess this is still like a very early impression. Yeah. I would give it about a like 7.5. I feel like it's good, but I feel like it has a lot of room to grow. And if it doesn't grow, then I think it's going to have the same issues that Paragon. How about you? Or how about y'all?
I also go 7.5. I think it's, like you said, solid, but it's got some work to do.
It's kind of hard for me to separate the two, but so I'll just keep it at 7.5 then, because I want to give it an 8.5, but it's not there yet, so I'll just keep it at 7.5 then.
I mean, if we're going off of fun, I'm there with you. I'm 8.59. Like I've had fun
with this.
You know, I knew I liked games like this. I just knew that League wasn't it for me, because I'm not a keyboard guy. And then I knew Smite was just is too much. Like, I needed something new, and this is kind of scratching that itch.
Wild Rift is coming. Wild Rift is coming to console, just saying.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
That's League of Legends console version, basically.
It got 150 characters?
Nah, thank God.
No, it's not gonna have. It's not gonna start with 150 characters.
You keep that shit right where the fuck is that? That is outrageous.
Yeah, it is.
Smite has 130.
Fuck.
Smite got 130.
Okay, that makes sense. That's why I don't like either one. God damn. I mean, hey, they doing something right, I guess.
I guess looking at the website you sent me, I guess when Paragon was Paragon. 46. If this is all of them,
I remember there, I guess, as 30, but it maybe was 46. I remember 30. But yeah, okay.
I just did the math right here.
So I told you my favorites were. So those are the only ones I was really worried about and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I guess let's wrap it up with that then. Who was your mains currently? What is your mains?
Currently, I have Morgash at 3. Well, I'm talking about as far as Infinity goes. I have Crunch at 2. I have Gadget at 3.
But who is your main, sir? He main. Who is your main?
For offlane, Crunch. For jungle, Rage.
Rage?
Yeah, Rampage.
Oh, okay. Good. I really have only played 3 lanes really so far. Well, technically 4. Off lane, jungle, and mid lane. That being Countess, Grimm, and Shinshi? I forget her name. Clearly she ain't one of my mains. Shinbei. Yeah. But I say if I had to see my main would probably be Countess. But Grimm is definitely coming up. I'm really enjoying it.
Bro, and that's another thing, man. Go ahead, Trey.
Twinblast. It's easy.
Yeah.
I actually know my man. I don't have to think like these two motherfuckers.
I didn't think about it. I just brought up everybody else using.
You only play one lane. That's why. Like, I'm like,
oh, shit. I played every lane besides jungle. I've literally tried almost every character besides the junglers and the ones that's like strictly just jungle, because jungle is just, that's too much for me. I ain't there yet. But everybody else, I've tried at least once.
Now, thank you there, man. I think you're just overthinking it. I feel like you can handle.
I know it. I am. I'm in my own head, absolutely. But fuck that shit.
And that's another. That's another character I missed her. I miss her design. Countess. Countess design versus now. She looks like a clown now. She doesn't even look dangerous. She looks.
Is this
looks
the like old Countess? Clint. I like the new Countess.
The new.
If that's what you were saying. I like new Countess compared to this picture I'm looking at right now. I like new Countess, yeah. But all good. All good. Lads, ladies, people of the internet, what are your thoughts? Have you played any MOBAs at all? I mean, they're a fairly popular genre, thanks to a little game called League of Legends. You know, small character roster, but you know,
a little game.
Little game, you know, little game. But now, what are your thoughts on Predecessor or Paragon? If you played Paragon, are you gonna come back for Predecessor? And what's your mains, classes, favorite things, all the good stuff? But let us know, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, TikTok, YouTube, iYouTube, and anywhere else you find us. But if nobody else don't got anything else, we are MSS Podcast. I'm Chuck Arrow.
It's your boy, He-Mains.
Freeway 4K.
We'll see y'all next time. Peace.